I look at the clock and it is screaming that I only have 20 minutes until I have to get going, so I move like a slug to accomplish my tasks. My head is groggy, as it usually is after my night terrors, so I'm not very alert. I clumsily move towards my drawers and get my clothes out, stumbling and haphazardly. On autopilot, I go to brush my teeth and wrestle my hair into a messy bun. The rumbling sound I feel in my abdomen signals I am reacting to the reality that was brought on by my dreams. I quickly move across the bathroom and allow the contents of my stomach to purge into the commode. When I feel the shutters end and my stomach stops cramping, I wipe my mouth and repeat the task of brushing my teeth. When I feel satisfied with what I see in the mirror, I go to the kitchen to make coffee and start my day. I ponder the dreams. The breath I let out shows the relief that I was able to get out before it all went to shit. I feel like a hollow vessel when I think about all I left behind. The battle between my logical thinking and my emotional thinking is something I struggle with on a regular basis. I try to align my thoughts with my logical thinking, as the emotional mind will pull me under the tidal wave of emotions tied to the decision I made years ago. I left my brothers and sisters with the determination to one day return to save them. I had no choice other than to do what I did, and it made sense to me logically. It saved my life. However, with as much time that has passed, I fear that I might be too late by the time I get back. The calendars are a constant reminder to my emotional mind why I seem to be incinerating from the inside out. It has been too long since I vanished. Every day I am gone is another day my sisters could be in danger. When I was 12 years old, I was given as payment to a man who performed a job for my father. The thought of that happening in America is unbelievable. However, it does happen, and it happens every day. I was soon to learn that it was simply the first exchange I would be product for. The timing of my second exchange was quickly arriving, so my decision was imminent. There was no other option. Little did I know, at the time, that the decision my logical mind was able to accept would be one that my emotional mind would continuously bring up from my subconscious at the most inconvenient times. Our family isn't like most families, but they are still my family. No matter how dysfunctional they are, it is all I know.